本日下午好。
So today we're talking about all authority.
今天我们要讲的是所有的权柄。
And authority is an interesting word, right?
权柄这个词很有意思。
Because a lot of times authority needs to be given.
权柄是是人家给的。
And sometimes it is earned.
有时候是你挣来的。
And sometimes you just have it.
有时候你生来就有。
So an authority that is given is something like authority that a police officer has, right?
就像一个警察，他有权柄。
And that the police officer is given authority by the law to what? To enact the law.
警察的权柄来自于法律，法律赋予警察权柄来执行法律。
And so they can go outside and wait in their car and pull you over if you're speeding, right?
就没在外面执法，你如果超速了，他会把你从车上揪掉。
But they can't arrest you outside of the law.
但是他们不能违背法律来把你抓住。
They can't look at you and say, oh, I don't like the way your face looks, so I'm going to arrest you.
他不能说我看这人不顺眼，你把你抓起来了。
And the second type of authority is authority that is earned.
第二类的权柄是你挣来的。
So if you're in work and you're part of a team and you know the product very well,
比如说你在工作上，你的团队里面，你对产品非常的熟悉。
And you might be the same level as all your coworkers.
你可能跟你的同事一样厉害。
But you've been working there for 20 years.
但你已经在那工作二十多年了。
So that 20 years experience says that when you say something, it happens.
因为你有二十年的工作经验，你一般你说什么就会发生。
They know that you've been there a long time.
他们知道你已经工作很长时间。
And so therefore your authority is earned through that time you're at the company.
所以你的权柄来自于你在公司的资历。
And some authority just happens.
有些权柄是自然而然的。
For those who are parents, you understand this.
你们那些家长都知道。
There's no law that says parents, you have authority.
没有法律规定说家长有权柄。
Your kids don't know how long you've been doing this.
你孩子也不知道你当家长多久。
And if it's your first child, you've never done it before.
如果是你第一个孩子，那是你第一次做家长。
And so you don't have the experience to earn the authority.
你并没有使用这个产品的经验。
But somehow you have it anyway.
那你就有这个权柄。
Eat your vegetables.
吃点蔬菜。
Go practice piano.
去练习钢琴。
Get good grades.
好好学习。
You can't do that.
不能做那个。
You're not allowed to buy that.
不许买那个。
Authority.
这是你的权柄。
See, authority is very, very, interesting.
权柄是很有意思的。
Because for Christians, there's a period of time where God grants us authority.In Matthew's. And what Jesus says is this in Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 28. He says this to him in verse 18.
18节
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
耶稣说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
So first, remember, who's the authority given to?
第一，你要记住，权柄是给了谁？
And he says this, Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
他说，所以你们要去，指望您做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.
凡我所吩咐你们的，让他们遵守。
And behold, I am with you to the end of the age.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
With that, let me pray for us.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord God, we come before you reading your word.
亲爱的主，我们来到你的面前读你的话语。
We pray, Lord, that you speak to us through your word.
我们祷告，求你通过你的话对我们讲话。
And that you teach us once again what it means to follow you.
你再一次的教导我们跟随你是什么意思。
We pray, Lord, for this time ahead.
我们从你保守前面的时间。
May your hand be upon it.
从你的手在我们身上。
In Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. So I like to watch some of the older kung fu films, right?
我爱看以前的武打片。
And a lot of the films are set in the past.
都写的都是以前的事情。
And what happens is that you realize that there's all these characters, right?
你看到里面有很多的角色。
And how do you know these characters? It's based upon what their name is.And so what happens is that people get into a conflict, right? And one person will say, Do you know who I am?
有一个人会说你知道我是谁吗？
我是姓刘的。I'm named, last name Liu, right? Do you know who my father is?
你知道我爹是谁吗？
And so then, they're like, oh, no, who is it? Oh, it's the magistrate, or it's a judge, or it's a famous warrior. And it seems that that person who always uses their name is usually the bad guy, right? They take something from someone. And then another person says, how dare you?Say, go take it with my father. My last name is Liu. So the idea of authority being attached to the name is very prominent, even in Chinese, Western, all sort of civilizations. The connection of that name and that position grants certain people certain types of authority.That authority allows people to do different things, right? Like if you're the president's son-in-law, you can go to another country and say, hey, I have direct connection to the president. Open this business with me.
你跟我做生意。
People say, okay.
那些人就会俯首帖耳。
You see, Israel was kind of the same way.
以色列就是这个样子。
Because in the Old Testament, they were what? The chosen people of God.
在旧约里面，以色列是神的选民。
And so when they confronted enemies,
当他们面对敌人的时候
Say, do you not know that we are the chosen of God? You dare fight with us? Let's see what my God has to say. And they took that and they carried through the entire Old Testament. That authority of being God's chosen. And then what happened?
但是发生了什么呢?
Conquered.
他们被征服。
And you wonder to yourself, how is it possible that the chosen people of God were finally conquered by the Romans, by the Syrians, by the Babylonians?
那你就会奇怪了，为什么神的选民还会被外族所征服呢?
So where is God's authority?
那神的权柄在哪里呢?
I thought I could tell a nation,I am of Israel. I am of the true God.
I say, 我的神是真神。
And I say, God, strike them down in lightning. Bam, 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 bam. And then done.
你对神说神啊，你把他们都打趴着吧，你四条闪电把他们都电死。
Because God did that with the Red Sea, right?
神在红海就做过这样的事。
He did that when Moses raised his arms for battle while Joshua was fighting.So then the question is, what happened?
那么后来发生了什么呢?
And as Christians, we must be very cautious about this.
因为基督徒我们要格外的小心。
Because in Matthew chapter 8, when the Great Commission is given,
当马太十八章给我们大使命的时候,
you see that all authority has been given to Christ.
我们看到天上地下所有的权柄都赐给基督了。
And many times as God's people, we say, oh, if all authority is given to Christ, that means I must have authority too.
基督徒会想，如果权柄都给了基督，那我也有权柄了。
So therefore, I can tell you, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're going to hell, you're going to heaven, and I decide and I judge.
所以我就可以指着你的鼻子说，你是对的，你是错的，你去天堂，你下地狱。
And so then we take that authority, we say, God told me, and blah, 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 you must do this.
然后我们就说，神告诉我了，你就必须这样做。
And we take that authority and we use it.
我们拿来这个权柄。
But let me give you a question.
那么我要问你一个问题。
So, you guys up here, you guys probably follow the Patriots for football? Yeah?
你们在这儿有没有去跟随那个爱国者那个足球会
and then maybe someone is Dallas Cowboys. Two teams.
也许有的人是达拉斯牛仔队。
So let's pretend there's two sports teams, okay?And in Team A, there's a very devout Christian.
一个球队是非常虔诚的基督徒。
And so he gathers Team A and he says, we must get together and pray for our competition.
那他们就说我们在比赛之前一定要好好祷告。
And we pray, God, would you help us to win for your glory and for your name, for your, we are your believers, blah, 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 blah.
我们向神求告，求神给我们力量，让我们能够替他征战赢了这场比赛。
You have given us our power because we believe in you. Amen.
主啊，求你给我们力量，因为我们相信你。Amen.
And then Team B, they look over at Team B.
那么第二个球队。
And they realize Team B, the pastor's son is on Team B.And Team B is in a circle and they're praying, God, you have given us authority. We are your followers. Help us defeat our enemies. Amen. So who wins? They're both praying to God, right?They both go to church, go to Sunday school, go to prayer meeting. So who wins? Any one of them could win. Because God's authority is not for that purpose. Many times, for example, like I'll give you another example.If there's a boy in church, right? There's a young man in church. And this young man sees in the distance a beautiful Christian girl. So he goes home and he prays.And he prays to God, God, you have told us it is not good to be alone. You made Eve for Adam. And you tell us that we should be fruitful and multiply. So to fulfill your word, I pray that she would be my next wife. My wife, not next wife.
为了成全你的旨意求你把这个姑娘赐给我的老婆。
And so he prays for a week.
他就一直祷告，祷告好几个
星期。And he goes to this girl.
然后就到这个姑娘面前。
And he says, God told me that we will be married.
然后对他说，神告诉我，我们要结婚。
I prayed.
我祷告了。
I talked to the pastor.
我跟牧师谈过了。
I talked to the other Christians.
我对其他基督徒也交通过。
They say this is a match made in heaven.
他们都说这是我们是天造地设的一对。
And the girl says,
那姑娘说
Well, God didn't tell me.
神没告诉我。
And so the guy gets upset. He says, I prayed about it. I'm a Christian. God answers these types of prayers for his glory, his kingdom. What do you mean God didn't tell you?
这个男孩就着急了，说：“我向神祷告了， 我是为了神啊，我是求告神了，神已经答应我了。
She says, why don't we go ask God?
那这个女孩说，那我也问。
You see, those two examples sounds ridiculous, right?
这两个例子听起来很可笑。
But what is hilarious is that in this world, things like that have happened many times.
更好笑的是，在真实的世界，这种事情经常发生。
God, there's so many people that say, God has given me authority, so how about you pay me this money, and then I will grant you access to heaven.
很多人都听我有人这样说，我从神那里得来权柄，你把钱寄给我，我就可以给你打包票进天堂。
People have even said, God has told me that I need a private jet, so please, here's my PayPal, here's my Venmo, give me money to buy a new jet. For real.
有人说神告诉我说我应该有一架私人飞机，所以你们要把钱捐给我，捐到我的账号上，让我能够买这架飞机。
Authority is given to me through Jesus Christ, and I am the leader of this church, so therefore.
因为主赐给我权柄，让我做这个教会的领袖。
But the problem is this.
那么问题来了。
Let's read carefully what authority is.
我们仔细读一读圣经，看看权柄到底是什么。
See Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音28章。
Verse 18, we'll read it again.
第十八节。
And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth have been given to who?
耶稣进前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都给谁了？
To me, meaning Jesus.
赐给我，我就是耶稣基督。
Jesus has all the authority.
耶稣有这些权柄。
Not us.
不是我们。
With his authority, he then tells his people, therefore you do what?
因为他有了这个耶稣，他有这个权柄，所以他对我们说，所以你们要去做什么？
You go make disciples of all nations.
你们要去使万民
You see, the authority is given to Christ. He uses that authority to command his people to go act and to go do.
权柄是赐给耶稣的。耶稣用这个权柄吩咐他的民去使万民做他的门徒。
It's not that God's authority is given Jesus, and Jesus is like, hey, you could have some too, and gives it to us so we can do whatever we want.
不是神把权柄给耶稣，耶稣把他的权柄也奉献给我们，让我们可以随心所欲。
Authority is granted to Christ, and Christ then what? Commands us to follow what he says.
权柄被赐给耶稣用这个权柄命令我们。
And he says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
他说，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
And when you think about this as a Christian,
作为基督徒，我们好好思考这个话。
You realize that it is not the authority given, but the command to go and do God's will.
我们发现这个重点不是权柄，而是说这个使命让我们去使万民做门徒。
Succeed or fail doesn't matter.
成功或失败并没有关系。
The command is given.
这个使命是我们的。
You see, there's a difference between following someone's instruction versus following your king's instruction.
随便听一个人的指令和去奉你的王的指令行事是不一样的。
When you follow the king's instruction, no matter what he says, how crazy it is, you say, "That is my king. I must do it."
当你听从神你的国王的指令的时候，无论这个指令有多么的不合理，你都要照着去做。
A lot of times for kids, if your parents say something, it's not absolute. You've got a little bit of wiggle room, right?
但是小孩如果父母让他做什么事情，就不是绝对的权柄，他还是可以有一些余地的。
Go practice piano.
你去学习弹钢琴。
I'm your dad. I'm telling you, you need to go practice.
我是你爹，我告诉你去练习弹钢琴。
当当当当 ，five minutes there, I'm done.
随便弹五分钟，好了。
Didn't I tell you to go practice?
我有没有告诉你去弹钢琴
啊 ？I did.
我弹了。
Because 5 minutes practice is also practice.
这是五分钟的弹也是弹。
And then for us as parents, we get angry, right?
那家长都会生气。
But we can't get that angry because we weren't specific enough.
但是我们也不能太生气，因为我们的指令给的不清楚。
But it doesn't mean that the son or the daughter now has authority over all of the things that they do, right?
但并不意味着这个儿女他们所作所为他们都有权利。
We don't say, because I'm your parent, I give you authority over piano practice, so you go do whatever you want to do. The authority that we have dealt with when we deal with our kids is for a very specific reason. And the reason could be very complicated.But for them, it's just you need to go practice your piano. And so for, but for Christians, it's a very specific command. But it encompasses so much. Go make disciples of all nations. That's a huge command, God.But we have to realize when authority is given to God and He commands us, He takes on all the responsibility. Which is why He clarifies, He says, teaching them all the things that I have taught you.
So, 下面这句话他就曾经说你们
And he promises them this. I'm with you always to the end of the age. He says, go make disciples of all nations, right? Do what I am telling you to do. But you cannot get it done without me next to you.
但如果我和你们在一起，你们就做不完这个事情，
you see,
就无法完成这个事情。
You see, a lot of times Christians believe that they can save people, right?
很多时候基督徒认为自己可以让人得救。
We believe that we have the power to go and talk to somebody and have them believe and drag them up to God.
我们以为我们有这个权利，有这个力量，我们可以去找一个人向他传福音，然后就可以让他得救，信主。
But we forget that even when we are evangelizing and doing God's will, it is God by His power that is acting in the back. When God says you do not have to fear wind or water or snakes or persecution, it's not because we are somehow all of a sudden able.It is because He has the ability and He is with us to the end of the age. And so this authority is given to do one thing and one thing only. To fulfill God's word. And so one of the questions may come up, well, when God says this, does it just mean that we all have to be missionaries? To be honest, in a way, yes. Because when you read about when Christ is confronted with what is the greatest commandment of God,The first is what?
耶稣说第一是什么?
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, all your mind.
是要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
We say, okay, we can love the Lord.
我们说可以啊，我们可以爱主。
But God says there's a second part.
但还有第二个部分。
Love what?Your neighbor as yourself.
还要爱谁呢？还要爱人如己。
You see, when Christians take on the authority of God, many times we stop at that first part of what God says that we should do.
当基督徒领受神的诫命的时候，他往往是来做第一项诫命。
So many times we love God, but we hate people, right?
很多的时候，我们自以为爱神，但是却恨人。
God, you've been with me, you protect me, you've done all these miracles for me, I love you so much. We sing it every Sunday.
我每周日都唱神啊，你爱我，你保护我，你为我做了这么多。
But when we deal with people,
但是当我们面对人的时候
I see you, you give me headache, I don't like you, you talk about me, and blah, 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 we go on and on about how much we don't like them.
我们就会想到都是讨厌他的原因，他怎么在背后说我的坏话，他怎么不喜欢我，怎么不好好做事。
But then when God commands us, he says, I've got authority, so therefore you must love me because I am powerful, right?
但是当神给我们命令的时候，他说我有权柄，所以你必须要爱我，照我的话去做。
And he doesn't say, with my power, you must now do all these thousand things in order for me to be satisfied.
神并没有说，因为我有权柄，现在必须来做这一千件事来取悦我。
With that power for Christians, he says, go and do the second part of the command, love your neighbor as yourself.
他说，我给你的权柄，你去做这个第二部分，就是爱人如己。
And that love your neighbor as yourself should lead us to then make disciples of all nations.
就是爱人如己，让我们去十万人做门徒。
Because what better way to love God than to bring others to also love God?
因为你怎样才能爱神呢？难道有比让人来爱神更好的办法来爱神吗？
There's an interesting question that I sometimes ask myself, right?
我经常问自己这个问题。
Do I love God enough that I would call somebody I hate to love God, even if they don't like me afterward?
我愿不愿意去给一个讨厌的人打电话，让他去爱神，即便他随后会骂我。
Okay, so let's think about this. There's somebody I just really don't get along with. I don't like them. Am I willing to turn this person and to lead this person to Christ and they become a Christian?
我愿不愿意去让这个人成为耶稣的门徒？
But at the same time, they still don't like me very much.
但是同时，他还是不喜欢我。
That's a hard question.
这是一个很难的问题。
Because for Albert, if Albert was worldly, I don't want my enemies to succeed.
如果我是一个属世的人，我当然不希望自己的敌人成功。
Why would I want this person who has cursed at me and abused me and taken advantage of me to all of a sudden be saved by God? And they still don't like me anyway.
为什么我想让一个讨厌我、折磨我的人能够得救呢？
And if you can't get to the point where you say, yeah, you know what, that person still needs to be saved, Then it's hard for us to really fulfill the word of God, right? Love your neighbor as yourself.
那么如果你做不到这一点，你怎么样能够完成这个诫命呢？就是爱人如己的诫命。
But to love God, you are to bring people before him, first and foremost.
但是为了爱神，你要把人带到他的面前，这是最重要的事。
And so therefore, even with people you don't like, you must love because you love God.
虽然这些人你不喜欢，但是你必须要爱他们，因为你爱神。
And that is the difficulty of God's great commandment, right?
那就是神的大使命的难的地方。
But you know that, remember, all authority has been given to God, given to Christ.
但是你要记住，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给耶稣基督了。
And if Christ is the one that acts for the salvation of people,
如果基督是那个为了拯救人而做事的，
then it's not us anyway.
那就不是我们。
God uses us.
只不过神来使用我们。
We're only a pathway for his glory and his work.
我们只是他的荣耀和他的工作的一个管道而已。
Innately within us, we do not have the power to do any of the commands of God. It's only by His power, as He is with us to the end of age, that we're able to act accordingly. And it is our hearts that must be changed by God, because He is also working on us at the same time. So brothers and sisters, when we think about authority, never think that God's power is given to use for you to use like a superpower. You do not say, well, because Jesus is given power, I snap my fingers and Jesus just does this for me. And before we think that, we don't do that. And we sometimes still live as if we can command Jesus and command God, right? Because when we don't get what we pray for, sometimes we yell at God. I spent all this time and energy in church and for your kingdom. How come you didn't just do this one thing for me? God, I spent all this time and energy doing your ministry. Why haven't you brought my future wife or my future husband? I go to church, I go to choir. How come my kids aren't getting the good grades that other people's kids are getting? And sometimes God, when He looks at that, you wonder what God thinks to Himself, right? He probably thinks to Himself, what did I command you to do? What is your purpose for being my believer? Is so that you can get more money? Is it so that you can have more pride and honor? Is it that you can live an easier life? Because that's not why I called you. All authority has been given to Christ. Christ's authority commands us to go make disciples. And so if we are truly His believers, then His command becomes our law of how we live. But remember, God is gracious and He is merciful. Success is not because of us. Our job is to act upon the love that we have for God. For we do not have the power or authority. But Christ does. But remember, Christ is with us, next to us, around us to the very end of the age. Which is why we can with confidence live our lives as believers in Him. For we understand that His will be done. Not ours. With that, let us pray. Dear Lord God, we pray today, Lord, that Your will would be done. That You would use us as Your tools to further Your kingdom. That as You have the authority, Lord God, may You command us to act according to our lives.
你拥有天上地上所有的权柄，你命令我们去为你做事。
So that we would follow the greatest commandments, which are to love you and to love other people.
让我们都能够遵循你的大使命，来爱神爱人。
And if we lack the strength, if we lack the conviction to follow through on your word,
如果我们没有力量，无法完成你的话。
Remind us time and time again that you are with us to the end of the age.
求你一次次地提醒我们，你和我们同在，直到世界的末了。
We pray that we would be more effective in this world.
我们求你让我们在这世上能够更有效。
That we would not fear this world.
让我们不要害怕这个世界。
For the God that we believe in is the creator and also the one with all the authority and principalities of heaven and earth.
因为我们所信的主是这世上最大能的创造者，是有天地所有权柄。
And we thank you that even though you are that great,
我们感谢你，因为你虽然如此的伟大，
that you still love us.
你仍然爱我。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，
Amen.